You know I'm all about transparency, so I'm going to be transparent. Here I am, 2 or 3 pints in. See how I said 2 or 3 pints because I didn't want to admit to 3 pints. 3 pints in basically, and a carry out bag of French stick accoutrements of sandwiches, and I'm heading back from the Jam Cafe in Hockley up into Snenton, and have to say I'm a little bit reserved about walking back. Just let me check that I've not paused this recording with my ear. Nope, we're good. Sometimes it happens. Bit worried because the walk back is laden with Frogger style activities in terms of trying to navigate public roads and shizzle. Dan sent a tweet out today that somebody, the police, knocked on his door about a stabbing that had happened down the road. So I'm a little bit concerned about walking back tonight, but we'll get over it. Maybe it's my time. So this might be my last audiobook. Can you imagine that? A testament to myself. I'm leaving my last audiobook for my daughter and my family and everybody else who knows me. Yeah, that would be quite scary. Okay, so Jam Cafe, Geek Girl Dinners. Impressive brew, I have to say. A couple of pints thereof. Didn't have any food until just leaving when they had stuff that they were throwing away, so I put it in a piece of paper for CJ and Dan. I've had this just a piece of cheese brie kind of peppery thing. I have mixed opinions. I have mixed opinions about the night. I mean, there's obviously a lot more intellectual, focused, clarity people than myself, and I have no issue with that. I have no issue whatsoever with smartness. I think that's important that we have people who think smartly in the world. My only concern about smartness is that the clarity of direction, of execution, of being smart is done for the right reasons. At one point I was concerned that spending millions of pounds on ascertaining when the best time was to take a photo of somebody at their most excited moment, what the true value of that was for the entertainment industry, or what the true value of that was from a mental perspective in terms of healthcare, especially knowing the cuts that are happening in healthcare. That sort of concerned me a little bit. But that aside, I don't know, maybe I've just got a strange sort of ideal as to what a night out is, you know? I'm just sort of a bit overwhelmed by standing in, listening to somebody's expressiveness of their intellect. It's quite shocking. I don't know if I could do that. Maybe it's because I'm driven towards more of a ethics-based approach to sustain life moving forward, not just for my own egotistical gains and mental capacity, but for those of my daughter, for the next generation. And I mean that in the most sincere manner. I don't mean it in a way of, you know, gloating egotism, oh, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. I just, you know, I thought I was going to fucking die when I was 30. I'm absolutely honest there. I thought I was going to car kick. I thought I was going to pass away. Spending 10 years of wanton drug abuse, travelling across various places across the country in the back of a car, you know, going from rave to rave to rave. I just didn't think I was going to make it. So everything since then has been a blessing. You know, until you've actually experienced what it might be like to lose everything, to actually think about what rebooting your life would mean, nobody can tell you what they really think life should be. And I feel like I'm on borrowed time a little bit, you know? It's not about me anymore. I have a seed, I have a daughter, I have a girl who needs me to be her narrator for a certain amount of time until she can make informed intellectual decisions of her own course to triangulate the way that she is going to navigate the world. And I just guess it scares me when geeks get in front of projector screens talking about millions of pounds to work out about how they're working out how to ascertain the ultimate expression of enjoyment on an entertainment ride. I don't know, I just have major issues with that. Anyway, an ambulance is passing me by, probably they know something I don't, and I'm heading up into Snentondale, where the illustrious Dan and CJ will be waiting for me to verb my discourse with the universe. God, those guys are awesome.